Welcome to this edition of the Redemption University podcast. My name is Jason Court, Director of Marketing at Redemption Plus, and today I'm pleased to welcome Jeremy White, Editor-in-Chief of Pizza Today magazine. Jeremy, thanks for joining us.
Jason, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You know, many Redemption game rooms are located in pizza restaurants, and there are several concepts that focus exclusively on entertainment, and pizza is really offered as an ancillary product. I'm curious to know what percentage of pizza restaurants have a game room and where you see this trend going in the future.
Okay, well, I don't have a real good answer to that question. I wish that I did, Jason, but the fact of the matter is that I've not really done any research on that topic here at Pizza Today magazine, and I've not seen any definitive study or poll that would give me a good answer to that question. So the best I can do is take a real educated stab at this, and I would think, and again, this is a guess, I would think that number would be well below 10%. I'm thinking a dedicated game room is probably somewhere around 2%, and I'm saying maybe 3-5% of pizza operations may have at least one game, whether it be a Redemption game, a video game, but again, that really is, unfortunately, is just a total guess.
And do you have any sense on are more pizza restaurants adding, you know, game rooms, and I'm talking about, you know, at least 10 games or more, or do you have any idea where that's going?
Okay, if we're talking about a dedicated game room, yep. You know, 10 or more games, that's a pretty substantial change from the core business, and I don't think that we're going to see an increase in the number of pizzerias that are doing that just because it's outside of their core competency. Now, if their focus is to be a, I guess what in your industry or in your lingo, a family entertainment center, then that's something they would definitely consider.
What are some of the key trends you kind of see emerging in the pizza industry as a whole?
Right now, the industry is kind of, think of a circle and they're going, the industry as a large seems to be going back to basics, back to the roots. They're really simplifying things, their operations, really focusing on food and service, which are the two most critical elements to running any type of restaurant, not just a pizzeria, but artisan pizza, wood-fired ovens, stone-fired ovens, coal-fired ovens, Neapolitan pizzas, gourmet pizzas, but really going back to the basics, just simplifying things, getting back to the roots, using a high-quality tomato, a high-quality cheese, and making a more authentic, artisan, old-fashioned pizza. That's what's going on the food side. As far as running a business, most operators are really under a crunch right now, and so they are examining every line on their balance sheet. They're looking at every cost, all the way from pizza boxes up to ovens, you know, big-ticket items, like real estate, all the way down to something as simple as napkins or the bathroom cleaning supplies. They really are evaluating every cost right now, and that's just a direct result of what's going on in the economy.
Sure, and I would imagine the economy is a major headwind for the entire industry. What would you identify as some of the big challenges facing the pizza industry as a whole?
Right now, you mentioned it. It comes down to the economy, the high unemployment rate, the decrease in disposable income, I guess you would say. All that has resulted into lower foot traffic for the typical pizzeria. Lower foot traffic equates to lower ticket averages. So sales in general have shrank. I don't know, I'm an editor, I should know that, by about 5% overall. So when your costs are rising but your income is decreasing, that's not necessarily a great equation. So the challenge is to find ways to increase foot traffic and increase the average guest check, just increase sales and profits in general. Now, the good news is, a little bit ironically, because pizzeria operators have been so astute in examining every cost, every category expense, even though their sales have decreased over the last 12 months, most of them have been able to hold profits steady. Some a select few have increased profits, and of course some have lost out as well, but most of them have been able to hold their profits steady just by being real cognizant of each and every penny they spend.
Sure, I think and all businesses can relate to that.
I would think so, yeah.
What, you know, we talked about some of these large pizza chains that focus on family entertainment, Chuck E. Cheese, Incredible Pizza, Mr. Gaddy's, the list goes on. How have these impacted the industry, or what are some of the things maybe you think they're doing right or wrong, for that matter?
Well, I guess the first is, you know, there's, we call it edertainment, and I don't know who coined that phrase, and it most commonly applies to Chuck E. Cheese, but is they're the leader in that category, at least as far as pizza is concerned. You know, what they've done is create, those types of companies have created their own little niche within the pizza market. They've provided a whole new experience for the family. So it's I'm not sure that they've revolutionized the industry, as pizza has always been a family-friendly industry. But they have provided yet another element. So when a family is considering pizza, they can certainly determine whether they want to go out to a traditional pizzeria or whether they want to go to one of these entertainment complexes and have a more fun-filled experience, I guess you could say. So, but as far as what they're doing right is they definitely provide that fun element. You know, a night out with the family should always be fun, and you know, thankfully pizza is a pretty fun product. It's designed to be shared. It's handheld. You know, you don't need a fork and a knife. You pick it up in your hands and eat it just like a five-year-old, which is part of the allure of pizza, and which is why kids love pizza. But I think these companies, you know, they provide the fun element. They make it truly a night out, which is why you get that entertainment word. It's not just going out to dinner, but you know, if you get the chance to play some games, hang out with your kids, do something to pass the time, it's just good entertainment. So they've done a good job of marketing themselves to families and attracting families. You know, as far as what they might not be doing right, the biggest complaint that I see or hear from these types of rate of operations are maintenance to the machine. So there's nothing more disappointing to a young child, especially to want to play a game and the game not be working, or you know, the redemption, you know, it's not redeeming tickets or it's just not working, things like that. So I guess they could probably perhaps pay a little bit better attention to their maintenance at times.
Yeah, we see that as well, and you know, we're big advocates in terms of getting people to really maintain your games. And for a large facility, you know, they need to have a dedicated tech on staff daily,
right,
making sure that those sensors work. It's called a magic moment versus a tragic moment. And when you hit that 100,000 mark on the skee ball machine and it doesn't work, well, that's a tragic moment for
pretty
a kid.
Disappointing. You know, I was in a Gaddy's Pizza recently for a birthday party, and I noticed that particular pizzeria is a franchise location, and the franchisee of that particular location did have a full-time maintenance tech. So they saw the value, and you know, I'm sure a lot of pizzeria owners would maybe consider that an unnecessary expense. They may, if they don't own the machines outright, they're going to expect the manufacturing company or the wholesale company or whoever they deal with to come fix the machines. But as you know, that may take a couple of days, where if you have someone on hand, it can get fixed right away. So that's good advice, I think. If you're going to have multiple machines, you need to have someone who can fix them.
Sure. So what advice would you give pizzeria owners in terms of when they're running their business? What are some common mistakes that they make in their business? You know, we talked about, for at least if you have a game room, you should probably maintain your games. What are some other common mistakes that you see out there?
Well, you know, I guess the biggest mistake for any, and I don't think this goes straight for pizzas either, but for any new restaurant operator is entering the business underfunded or undercapitalized. Most restaurants do fail, and they fail relatively quickly, and the reason for that is the owner goes into it without enough capital, without enough money to operate until they become profitable. But if we're talking restaurants that have been around the block and are successful or at least managed to stay in business and pay the bills, a lot of them still, I'm surprised at how little they know about accounting. They will turn their books over to a bookkeeper or an accountant and just fully trust whatever that person says. But they're not skilled accountants themselves in terms of understanding their numbers. I can walk into the average pizzeria and ask them, you know, how their balance sheet looks or what their income statement looks like, and they have a pretty blank look. They don't even know what those pieces of paper are. To them, they're just pieces of paper. So they don't have a real good grasp. And I'm generalizing here. There are some individuals that are extremely knowledgeable and do a fantastic job. But by and large, typical independent pizzeria owner, anyway, doesn't have a real good grasp of some basic accounting principles. And, you know, even the most basic, just a basic understanding could really help improve their businesses drastically. Another thing I see is I don't always see a focus on portion control, and by that I mean weighing out your items, especially cheese, which is the highest cost, highest use item in the pizzeria. So if you're not paying attention to your portion control there, it may seem minimal or meaningless if you're putting an extra ounce of cheese on a pizza, but you do that times hundreds of pizzas a day, times 365 days a year, and you can easily watch $40,000-$50,000 go out the door just by not properly controlling your portions. So those are probably two. Oh, another is marketing. A lot of independent pizzeria owners do not set aside enough for marketing. Some don't set aside any. Some set aside a certain percentage of their sales, maybe 1-2%. But I guess they haven't fully embraced or understood the need to market yet. So that's something we try to do here at Pizza Today Magazine, is educate them a little bit on marketing and provide them ideas, let them know how important marketing is or could be to their business, and provide them some ideas. So those are probably three of the most common mistakes I see.
Sure, and you know, I'd say on the accounting standpoint, we see that as well. You'd be surprised at how many owners don't understand their markup and payout and how that impacts the profitability of their game room. And so I think I'm sure in every part of an operation, you can see that breakdown when you don't have that rudimentary financial knowledge or care to take the time to understand it.
Yeah, you know, some of the best advice I could give to any restaurant owner would be to go down to a local community college or take some online, just take a couple accounting classes at a local college or do it online. And just that understanding, while it might be basic and rudimentary, can really make a big difference in your business's profitability.
Absolutely. That's or get an Accounting for Dummies book at the local bookstore,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Whatever works for you.
So last question, curious, what is the hottest new pizza concept out there today, or concepts, and just give us a little preview of those? Or
sure. I guess hottest is highly subjective, and we could define that in a couple different ways. One of them would be Tutabella, which is a Neapolitan pizzeria in Seattle. It has four stores. Does close to $10 million in sales between those four stores, which is a very strong performance for an independent pizza company. There's a concept out in New Orleans called a Naked Pizza, and while there's currently only a handful of stores, they have partnered with Mark Cuban and the Kraft Group, so Robert Kraft, two well-known billionaires,
sure,
have decided to get behind this company, and even though they only have a few locations right now, they're beginning to aggressively pursue franchising on a national level, and looks like they are going to sell a number of stores and develop a number of stores over the coming years. There's a concept in Florida called Pizza Fusion, which is a very earth-friendly, green-minded pizza concept. They go to some extremes to be a green company. They use bamboo flooring and all kinds. You know, they try to offset their electric consumption. There's a lot of things they do, but they've really caught on. They've begun to franchise in the last couple of years, and they're gaining a lot of traction and a lot of press and a lot of momentum. So those are probably three of the hotter concepts out there right now.
Which goes to show you can never have too many pizza restaurants in the world, right?
You know, it's funny because I agree with that. There are approximately 70,000 pizzerias in the United States right now, and you know, back when there were 55,000 pizzerias, it seemed like a saturated market that had room for no more. But there's really is always room for one more, it seems like. So the industry continues to grow, and pizza is just such a fun, integral part of the American experience that I think pizzeria, you know, as long as it's serving quality food, is going to do well. So, yeah, I don't think you could ever have enough pizza.
Yeah, if my son is any indication, the pizza industry will be growing for many, many years to come.
That's great news.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy, thanks for taking the time today to better educate us on the pizza industry.
Sure, no problem.
This concludes this edition of the Redemption University podcast. A copy of this podcast and previous recordings can be found at redemptionuniversity.com.
That was easy.